That's good. Let's stand up and sing it again. You guys sing, because I don't know it, but I sure like it.
In the manger of my heart,
let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
we know it is your work.
Sabemos que es tu obra.
It's the power of your blood working in us.
El poder de tu sangre trabajando en nosotros.
The power of your life.
El poder de tu vida.
It's the power of your word.
De tu palabra.
That there are no bounds. There are no limits.
No límites.
We limit it.
Lo limitamos nosotros.
We bind it.
Lo atamos nosotros.
And we're asking you for help even today.
Hoy aún te pedimos ayuda.
Let us break those things that bind it.
A romper esas cosas que nos atan.
Let's take the limitations
Vas a tomar las limitaciones
that our minds place on you.
De nuestras mentes puestas en ti.
And get rid of them, Father.
Deshazte de ellas, Padre.
Even that,
aún eso,
even that doing
aún ese hacer
in us
en nosotros,
is you.
Eres tú.
So to you
a ti,
be glory today, tonight.
Gloria a ti en esta noche.
Yeah.
Sí.
Be exalted in our hearts.
Exaltado en nuestros corazones.
Let us help to just a little bit more fathom the depths of your love.
Déjanos mirar aún un poquito las profundidades de tu amor.
The profound glory of your grace.
La gloria profunda de tu gracia.
Your mercy extended to us.
Misericordia extendida a nosotros.
Giving us eyes to see.
Dándonos ojos para mirar.
Ears to hear.
Oídos para escuchar.
A heart to believe.
Un corazón para creer.
Working in our will to follow you.
Trabajando en nuestra voluntad para seguirte.
To give you your place that you desire.
Te damos tu lugar que tú deseas.
Preeminence.
Preeminencia.
King.
Rey.
Reigning over each one of us.
Reinando sobre cada uno de nosotros.
Every part of us, Lord.
Cada parte de nosotros, Señor.
And that
y en eso
also
también
is you.
Eres
and
tú.
You're working.
Tú obrando.
So to you be all glory and honor
sea toda gloria y honra.
In your saints, Lord.
En tus santos,
that we come to meet with you under the blood of your Son.
Encontrarnos contigo bajo la sangre de tu Hijo,
our Lord Jesus.
Nuestro Señor Jesús,
knowing that you will come now to meet with us.
Sabiendo que tú vendrás a reunirte con nosotros.
Father, in your love for each one.
En tu amor por cada uno, Padre.
Meet them where they are.
Encuéntralos donde ellos
están. And draw
them
up higher, each one of us, Father. We ask this for your glory in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks. You may be seated. Okay. Thank you. Musicians, thank you for the specials. Thank you for the... That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Date. You're all beautiful. Yeah. Well,
bueno,
the more time I am spending in John chapter 6,
Juan 6,
the more I marvel at the wisdom of God. So,
entonces,
Russ, now, he's been involved in ministry.
En ministerio.
And God say, Russ,
dice, Russ,
I want you to go out.
Quiero que salgas.
To the charismatics.
A los carismáticos.
Okay, and tell them about me.
Y diles acerca de mí.
How would you do it?
¿Cómo tú lo harías?
I look at John chapter 6.
Yo miré a Lucas 6.
And I think
y pienso,
this had to be God and man.
Esto tiene que ser Dios en el hombre.
You would never do this on your own.
Usted nunca podría hacer esto por usted mismo.
You could never do
nunca podría
what he did.
Lo que él hizo.
You could never
nunca
say what he said on your own
por usted
without
mismo
being taken over by him.
Él se, usted se ha controlado por él.
Because the number one of the number one attributes of human needs
necesita
is the need to be understood.
La necesidad de ser entendido.
Okay? And all of us have a craving for that.
Tenemos un deseo por
even
eso
though we don't like to necessarily speak about it.
No necesariamente necesitamos hablar de
if we feel we're misunderstood, we si feel unloved,
que no somos entendidos, no nos sentimos amados,
unappreciated,
no apreciados.
And that's where Satan comes in.
Ahí es donde Satanás entra.
And makes each one of us
y hace cada uno de nosotros
feel
valuable. Como sin valor.
But that's the enemy, of course.
El enemigo, por supuesto.
Okay.
Está bien.
Because all of our value is in our God anyway.
Valor está en Dios, como quiera que sea.
Okay, so
está
here's bien a man.
So aquí está un hombre.
Now, just today.
Tan solo hoy.
Okay. I got two quotes I want to read.
Tengo dos citas que quiero leer.
Jesse, you posted this, right? Okay. This is from the Message,
este es de
Events Made Clear by Prophecy.
Eventos aclarados por profecía.
Beautifully put.
Bien, hermosamente puesto.
We've tried to tell you
tratamos de decirte
that the Bible is the Word of God,
que la Biblia es la palabra de Dios,
wrote by God Himself,
escrita por Dios mismo,
through the lips
a través de los labios,
and the instrumentality of
la instrumentalidad
man
del hombre.
Okay, there Jesse just posted it, so you can follow along if you got some electronic device. Okay. God can speak Himself.
Dios puede hablar por sí mismo.
God can do what He wants to do.
Puede hacer lo que quiere.
But He chose man to do it.
Pero él escogió al hombre el hacerlo.
Because the man that wrote it is part of God.
Porque el hombre que lo escribió es parte de Dios.
So God wrote the Bible.
Entonces Dios escribió la Biblia.
The men didn't even know what they were writing.
El hombre no sabía ni lo que ellos estaban escribiendo.
Totally taken over by God, totalmente my friends.
Tomados por Dios, amigos.
And every time I hear that phrase, I say, yes, Lord, there's more coming.
Y cada vez que yo escucho esa alabanza, digo, sí,
all right?
Vienen más, correcto.
But listen to this.
Pero escucha usted esto.
The men didn't even know what they were writing in their own human thinking.
En su propio pensamiento, ellos no sabían lo que estaban escribiendo.
Look, the next sentence.
La siguiente oración.
They might even disagree with it.
Tal vez ellos no estuvieron de acuerdo con ello.
But they wrote it.
Pero ellos lo escribieron.
Okay, the Bible said men of old, as were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Hombres antiguos como fueron movidos por el Espíritu Santo.
God moved their hands.
Dios movió sus manos.
Moved their eyes.
Sus ojos.
In visions.
En visiones.
They could say nothing but what they were looking at.
Ellos no pueden decir nada más que lo que ellos estaban mirando.
They could speak nothing.
No podrían hablar nada.
Listen to this, because he had full control.
Porque él tenía total control.
Of the tongue.
De la lengua.
Of the finger.
Del dedo.
Every organ of the body was in full sway with God. Every organ of the body was in full sway. Is that God in control or not? Okay. No, this is sort of... Oh, I'm going to say it anyway. Okay, all you ministers up here.
Okay.
God takes control over you when you're up here, does he or doesn't he? Musicians. Nate, have you ever had to say, oh, excuse me, I got to get to the bathroom? Why doesn't he do that when you're up here? Right, Stephen? He takes control over his vessel. I don't care who he is. Right, Derek?
Correcto.
Yeah. You might have issues before or after church, but all of a sudden you come here and it's just, he takes over. Okay. All right. That's the Lord. No wonder the Bible, they said they were gods. They were part of God.
Eran parte de Dios.
He was the fullness of God.
Él era la plenitud de Dios.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now,
ahora,
this is a little, just a sentence or two from the Ephesian Church Age book.
Del libro de la iglesia de Efesio.
Okay. The spirit of this world
el espíritu de este mundo
hates the spirit of God.
Odia el espíritu de Dios.
Yeah.
Sí.
Because it can't overcome the Spirit of the Lord.
Porque no puede vencer al Espíritu del Señor.
It tries to destroy the vessel
trata de destruir el vaso
in whom the Spirit of truth dwells.
En quien el Espíritu de verdad vive.
Okay, so here's men.
So aquí está el hombre.
Totally taken over by God.
Totalmente tomado
to the point
punto,
that sometimes don't even understand what they're saying.
No entienden ni lo que están diciendo,
don't agree with what they're saying.
No están de acuerdo con lo que
don't
están
even
diciendo,
understand what they're saying.
Ni siquiera entienden lo que ellos dicen,
but they're saying it.
Pero lo están diciendo,
okay?
Está bien.
So then, here's this man,
aquí está este hombre,
and he's going out, and God sends him, speak to these people.
Está saliendo, Dios le dice, ve y háblale a esta gente.
And man is built in a certain way.
Y el hombre está edificado de cierta manera.
Oh, that was a good sermon.
Oh, ese fue un buen sermón.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
Yo realmente aprecio
now, come
eso.
On, even the prophet said that, true?
No, piensen, yeah. Ahora el profeta dijo
that's ¿verdad? Human nature.
Ese es natural, es
and claro. Yet the man of God can't allow himself that
no se puede permitir
luxury
el mismo, ese lujo
of being understood.
De ser entendido.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So, here we are.
Aquí nos encontramos.
Looking at Jesus.
Mirando a Jesús.
And he's describing himself
y él se está describiendo el mismo,
that he's there for them.
Que él está ahí para ellos,
okay.
Ellos. ¿Está bien?
It's like es Luke chapter 4,
Lucas 4,
where he goes into the Nazareth
donde él va
to the synagogue,
Nazaret, a la synagogue,
and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Y dice, el Espíritu del Señor está sobre de mí.
I'm here,
estoy aquí,
okay, to do all these wonderful things for you.
Para hacer todas estas cosas maravillosas por ustedes.
But then he goes
entonces,
on
él continúa,
and says things that makes them hate him.
Y dice cosas que hace que ellos lo odien.
Run this guy out of town, run him over the cliff, get rid of him, no, right? Stone him.
Para afuera, echarlo por una montaña para abajo.
Okay, so there's this amazing
so aquí está esta
vessel.
Vaso maravilloso.
I have to say what he tells me to say.
Tengo que decir lo que él me dice que yo diga.
Whether it's understood or not understood.
Que sea entendido o no entendido.
Whether it's accepted or rejected.
Quiere que sea aceptado o rechazado.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Whether it's liked or hated.
Quiere que sea de gusto que lo odie.
So here we are.
Aquí nos encontramos.
And we're look at this.
Mire usted esto.
So many things here.
Tantas cosas.
Now, we started out last week, so I'm going to continue a little bit there.
Vamos a continuar ahí.
In John chapter 6, would you open your Bibles, please?
¿Abrirían ustedes sus Biblias, por favor? Juan 6.
So we went over the first parts of the chapter.
So pasamos por las primeras partes del capítulo.
He feeds the 5,000.
Donde él alimenta
5,000. Okay.
¿Está bien?
Okay, and performs a miracle.
Hace un milagro.
They didn't understand it.
Que ellos no lo entendieron.
He walks on the water to his disciples.
Camina en el agua hacia
he
sus
stills
discípulos.
The storm.
Y él calma la estormina.
They come looking for him.
Vienen a buscarlo.
Now, Russ, wouldn't you say, oh, thanks for coming, guys? You know?
Oh, no, dirías, Russ, gracias por venir.
He said, you came for the wrong reasons.
Él dijo, ustedes vienen por las razones
right away.
Luego.
Okay, you didn't come because of the miracles, you came because your bellies are full and you like that.
No vinieron por los milagros, vinieron porque sus estómagos están llenos y les gusta.
So then it goes on from there and gets worse.
Y se pone peor.
It gets worse as far as human understanding.
Tan, así como lo, el entendimiento humano llega tan
what lejos. Is God doing?
¿Qué está haciendo Dios?
And finally,
y finalmente,
it occurred to me,
se me ocurrió,
do you know what God is doing?
¿Sabe lo que Dios está haciendo?
He's giving out and displaying his wisdom.
Él está dando y explicando su
and so stand up with me, and we'll go to our text.
Si
And the wisdom is here in the book of Romans. Guess what chapter and guess what verse? Huh? Romans what chapter? What have we been? 4? 16. There you go. Somebody remembers. Talking about Abraham. Talking about righteousness.
Hablando de justicia.
Talking as how it could not be the law.
Hablando de no podría ser la
and
ley.
Through this righteousness
y a través de esta justicia,
of faith,
nuestra fe,
God comes to you
Dios viene a usted,
and he says,
dice,
I'm not going to remember your sins. I'm not
no
going to impute them to you.
No te los voy a imputar a ti.
Now that's a prize to be accepted, is it not? Above all things, for every one of us, I'm not going to impute your sins. Thank you, because I got more than I can count, right? And there's nothing I can do myself. So he say, how does this happen? Where does this blessedness come? Finally, the answer is in verse 12.
Finalmente, la respuesta está en el versículo 12.
Talking about Abraham,
hablando de Abraham
and the father of circumcision
y padre de la circuncisión,
to them who are not of the circumcision only.
Para los que no solamente son de la circuncisión.
Okay, it's not just limited to the Jews,
no está limitado a los judíos solamente,
but to those,
pero aquellos,
my kids,
mis
my
niños,
children,
mis hijos,
that walk in the steps of that faith
caminan en
of our Abraham,
pasos que caminó Abraham
which he had yet been uncircumcised.
Incircuncisados.
Okay. Now there it is. You want to have your sins not imputed? It's that revelation. I count God no matter what I feel, no matter what I see, I stand on his word.
And
then we go to verse 16. Why does he do this? Because he's overseeing his word. He has overseen his revelation. He knows exactly where it's going to go. He doesn't know exactly where it's not going to go. And therefore, he says these words, which you are going to read out loud with me, please, for one phrase at a time. Okay? Stop at each comma. Therefore, it is of faith. Next, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all his seed, not only that which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Thank you. You may be seated. So I'm seeing this whole chapter is Romans chapter 4, verse 16 on display. Because God knows, and he what's so interesting is that he says things, okay? Now, let's go back, because I think we sort of ended in this area yet last week. Okay. They wanted natural bread. They wanted natural food. That's why they came to Jesus. Jesus said, you're coming for the wrong reason. Don't come for that. There's only one reason you should come. Okay. And that's in verse 29. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. What's another way of putting that that we've been studying recently? God's man for men. Okay. God's man for men.
El hombre de Dios para los hombres.
What happens,
¿qué pasa?
When the man of God,
con el hombre de Dios,
the believer sees the man of God,
el creyente ve al hombre de Dios,
and he looks beyond the flesh
y mira más allá de la carne,
and all of its faults,
y todas los,
and he sees the eternal
caídas,
life in there.
A pesar de eso, y mira vida eterna en él.
And his miracle happens.
Y un milagro acontece.
And he receives the y life that is in the vessel to give it out.
La vida que en ese vaso para ser dada.
Right?
Correcto.
Okay.
Está bien.
You with me?
Me entiende usted.
So here we go.
Pues aquí vamos.
And Jesus,
y Jesús,
displaying the wisdom of God.
Mostrando la sabiduría de
Jesus,
Jesús,
totally taken over by God,
totalmente tomado por Dios,
that he can't even speak his own thoughts.
Que aún no puede expresar ni sus propios,
he cannot do his own will.
No puede hacer su propia voluntad.
Okay.
Está bien.
Verse 31.
Versículo 31.
Okay. Verse John chapter 6. John. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been in Romans, and then I've been here, then I've been there. John chapter 6. Okay. Verily, verse 31, our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven. Then Jesus said, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Okay. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives us life.
Y da vida al mundo.
Then said they unto them, Lord, evermore give us this bread.
Dijeron, Señor, danos siempre este pan.
They didn't understand him at all.
No lo entendieron para nada.
Okay, so we went to Exodus chapter 16, verse 4.
Fuimos a Exodus 4, 16, versículo 4.
It says, Then said the Lord unto Moses,
entonces dijo Dios a Moses,
I will rain bread from heaven for you.
Voy a hacer que lleva pan del cielo para ti.
Okay, and what did Jesus say?
Y lo que dijo Jesús,
in verse 32,
en el versículo 32,
Moses didn't give you that bread from heaven.
Moisés no les dio el pan del cielo.
So in the carnal mind,
en la mente carnal,
with carnal ears,
oídos carnales,
who are we going to believe, this new kid on the block or Moses, who's very established and we know,
este
right?
Niño nuevo en el vecindario, o a Moisés?
Okay, now why did God do that?
Porque Dios hace eso.
So here we see,
aquí miramos,
this is the true bread from heaven.
Es el verdadero pan del cielo.
Now here's my point in all of this.
Aquí está mi punto en todo esto.
Words of grace,
palabras de gracia,
are aimed directly
son dirigidas
to those
a aquellos
who can receive them.
Que pueden recibirlo.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no verdad?
So this is Romans chapter 4, verse 16 in action. This is grace with the wisdom of God.
Esto es gracia con la sabiduría de Dios.
And isn't it interesting
how
when grace is there to be given out,
cuando la gracia está ahí para ser dada,
grace appears offensive,
gracia parece ofensiva,
to the unbeliever.
Al incrédulo.
See all these things going on in this chapter here.
Okay.
So here,
aquí,
so there's several things in chapter 6. He's combining two things from the Old Testament in one sermon that he's preaching about himself. He says, I'm the manna. I'm the bread from heaven. But I'm also the Lamb,
pero también soy el Cordero.
And I'm here,
estoy aquí,
and I'm here to be a sacrifice.
Estoy aquí para hacer un
I'm here to be eaten,
estoy aquí para ser comido.
And I'm here to be eaten roasted in fire.
Estoy aquí para ser comido, rostizado.
Now, why is that, Stephen?
¿Por qué es eso, Esteban?
Roasted in fire, tribulation. It's not going to come easy. It's going to come under the fire of persecution. And that's how we eat our lamb. Roasted in fire. Okay? Ouch. Painful.
Doloroso.
With no leaven.
Con no levadura.
With bitter herbs.
Con hierbas amargas.
Eaten with shoes on our feet.
comidas con zapatos en nuestros pies.
Death in our hands.
Y un algo en nuestro, un palo en nuestras manos.
To eat and move.
Para comer y
to eat and begin a journey to the promised land.
Una jornada a la tierra a nuestra tierra
but
prometida.
They didn't hear it that way.
Pero ellos no lo escucharon de esa manera.
There he stood before him.
Ahí él se paró delante de ellos.
The rock of offense,
la
the stumbling stone. So let's go to some other verses. So
keep
your Bibles there open and ready. Let's go to Matthew 21.
Vamos a Mateo 21.
God isn't very palatable.
No es muy palatable.
But he's very palatable to those who have his life in him.
Para aquellos que tienen la vida en ellos,
if you expect God to be palatable to the general,
si usted espera esto que
you're going to be very disappointed.
Va usted a estar muy disgustado.
Because if you present him as he is in truth,
pues si lo presenta usted como
you will find yourself
verdad,
very lonely very quickly.
Se va a encontrar usted muy solo, muy pronto.
Matthew 21.
Mateo 21.
Okay, this is a story,
esta es la
historia, a parable.
La parábola.
And he says a man owns a vineyard.
Que un hombre es dueño de
and he ella, wants fruit from it.
Y quiere fruta de ella.
So he sent men out to
envía hombres
bring his fruit to him.
Fuera para traer su fruto a él.
Okay, and the men that are taking care of it,
y el hombre que se está encargando de ello,
they took the servants and beat one and killed another, verse 35, and stoned another one.
Él tomó uno y mató al otro.
And so the husbandman, the owner, says, hey, that's not good. I'll try it one more time.
El dueño dice, eso no es bueno. Voy a tratar una vez más.
He did it again and they did it again.
Y ellos hicieron una vez más y lo
verse 37,
versículo 37.
But last of all, he sent unto them
final,
his son.
El último los envió.
They will reverence my son.
Ellos tendrán respeto a mí.
But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said unto themselves,
los labradores, cuando vieron al hijo, dijeron,
this the heir has come, let's kill him.
Este es el heredero, vamos a matarlo.
And they caught him.
Y lo atraparon.
Wherefore the Lord of the vineyard cometh, he asks him. Do you know what he's doing?
Él les pidió, ¿sabe lo que él está haciendo?
He's laying a trap for them, verbally to step into and hang themselves.
Él está poniendo una trampa para ellos, verbalmente, para que ellos caigan en la trampa ellos mismos.
Would you do that at Costco?
¿Harías tú en Costco?
¿Eso Russ, mismo? Would you do that to your friends?
¿Le harías eso a tus amigos, lloros?
No. Grace.
Gracia.
Rock of offense.
Roca de ofensa.
Man taken over by God.
Dios, hombres, hombres tomados por Dios.
Because he knows where that seed is going to go, and
Dios
he
sabe,
knows out of all
ahí,
of those people, somebody's de, not going to be offended.
De toda esa gente, uno de ellos no va a ser ofendido.
So here's the trap. What'll he do? What do they say? Here's their answer.
Aquí está su respuesta.
Their very answer, oh, he will miserably destroy those wicked men.
Yep.
And he will let out his vineyard unto other husbands that shall render him the fruits of his season. So Jesus, oh, you guys, I just want to tell you how much I love you. Jesus loves you no matter what, no matter however you are.
No importa qué tan viejo usted esté.
Do you see what's happened to the gospel?
Mire usted lo que le está pasando al evangelio.
Really?
Realmente.
You still love him?
Todavía lo aman.
You can't do other because he's in you.
¿Ve?
Okay.
¿Está usted? Está bien.
So here, didn't you ever read in the scriptures, verse 42?
Versículo 42. Jesús les dijo,
the stone that the builders rejected,
nunca le dicen las escrituras, la piedra que desecharon los edificadores,
the same has become the head of the corner.
Ha venido ser cabeza del ángulo.
This is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in ours. Haven't you read that?
Estas cosas maravillas a nosotros.
Verse 43, read it out loud with me.
43, léalo conmigo.
Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bearing forth the fruits thereof.
Por tanto os digo que el reino de Dios será quitado de vosotros y será dado a gente que produzca los frutos de él.
Do you think they liked hearing that?
Que les gusta escuchar eso.
Was he out to win friends and influence people?
¿Qué? ¿Que fueron a influenciar amigos?
Was he out to be popular?
Él salía para ser popular.
Was he out to be understood?
Él salió para ser entendido.
What was he doing?
¿Qué él estaba haciendo?
Do you know what he was doing?
¿Sabe lo que él estaba haciendo?
In this,
¿en esto?
I can't do nothing but what the Father shows me.
No puedo hacer nada más que lo que el Padre
and the
me
Father da. Might show me and speak to me things to say, and I can't
Padre
do anything but that.
Y me dijo las cosas que debo de decir.
And I'm going to be hated for it.
Y voy a ser odiado por ella.
And rejected.
Y rechazado.
But they're not rejecting me. They are not rejecting me.
No me están ellos rechazando a mí.
They're rejecting him who sent me.
Están rechazando al que me envió.
So verse 44.
Versículo 44.
Would you read it out loud with me?
¿Ustedes conmigo?
And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder.
Y el que cayere sobre esta piedra será quebrantado, y sobre quien ella cayere le desmenuzará.
And verse 45.
Versículo 45.
But when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them.
Y oyendo sus parábolas, los principales sacerdotes y los fariseos entendieron que hablaba de ellos.
But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude.
Pero al buscar cómo echarle mano, temían al pueblo.
We'd like to kill him, but we don't want to be killed. We're scared. That might hurt.
Matarlo,
the multitude
no
might.
Matados.
Yeah.
Tenían temor.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now here, isn't that interesting?
¿No es eso interesante?
Now let's go to,
ahora vamos a,
from there let's go to Luke.
Vamos a Lucas.
Chapter 7.
Capítulo 7.
You know where I'm going, don't you, Steve? Okay, he's just raised the young man from the dead. And the disciples are telling him about John.
Los discípulos están diciendo acerca de Juan.
Okay. Verse 22, would you read it out loud with me?
Versículo 22.
Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard. How that the blind see,
los ciegos ven,
the lame walk,
los cojos andan,
the lepers are cleansed,
los leprosos son limpiados,
the deaf hear,
los sordos oyen,
the dead are raised,
los muertos son resucitados,
to the poor the gospel is preached,
y a los pobres es anunciado el evangelio.
But blessed is he who shall not be offended in me.
Bienaventurado es aquel que haya tropiezo, que no haya tropiezo en mí.
Now,
ahora,
don't you remember,
no usted recuerda,
in John chapter 10, Jesus is standing there, and they want to kill him. He says, what are you killing me for? What do you want to kill me for? What do they say? It's not your deeds. What could they say about his deeds? What could they say one thing? It wasn't his deeds. It was blasphemy. It's your words.
Era blasfemia, eran tus palabras.
We love your deeds, but we hate your words.
Amamos tus obras, pero odiamos tus palabras.
Now, ahora, is that very applicable to this day and this hour?
¿Es esto muy aplicable este día, hoy?
We want to kill you.
¿Quieren matarlo?
Because we hate your words.
Porque odiamos tus palabras.
Well, you don't understand.
Pero tú no entiendes.
When I'm totally taken over by God,
soy totalmente tomado
I
por
can't
Dios.
Speak what I'd like to speak.
No puedo hablar lo que me gustaría.
If I came up with a sermon,
si yo salí con un sermón,
I would like to make you all happy and joyful and
felices,
jump up and down and be happy.
Saltando arriba y para abajo.
Right, Jess?
Y tener su buen tiempo.
Right, David?
¿No es así, David? Ross?
What if God wouldn't let you do that?
¿Qué, por qué haría eso Dios?
Oh.
¿Eh?
What if you were a true servant of
¿Qué
God?
Si usted era un siervo verdadero de Dios?
Oh.
¿Eh?
Isn't that interesting?
¿No es eso interesante?
Okay, here they go to verse 31 to 35.
31 a 35.
Understood.
Entendido.
And misunderstood.
Y mal entendido.
Verse 31.
Versículo 31.
Wherefore,
¿a qué pues?
Unto them shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace.
Muchachos sentados en la plaza.
And calling one to another, saying, hey,
dicen voces unos a otros, dicen,
we have piped and you didn't dance.
No bailaste.
You're not playing our game.
Tú no estás jugando nuestro juego.
Yeah, we have mourned and you have not wept.
Os endechamos y no llorasteis.
You're not like us. You're not with us.
Tú no estás con nosotros, no te gustamos.
You're different and we don't like it.
Tú eres diferente y no nos gusta.
For John the Baptist came eating and drinking and came neither eating bread or drinking wine, and ye say he has a devil.
Porque vino Juan el Bautista que ni comía pan ni bebía vino y dices demonio tiene.
They say you got a devil, you're not like us.
Ellos dijeron, tienes demonio y no, tú no, tú no, no, no te gustamos.
Verse 34.
Versículo 34.
The Son of Man is come eating and drinking.
Vino el Hijo del Hombre que come y bebe. Y
and decir, you say, behold a gluttonous man and a wine bibber.
Este es un hombre comilón y bebedor.
And a friend of publicans.
Amigo de publicanos.
No matter what we do, us men of God, we can't do it right.
Quedamos.
God sends one man one way, you hate that. God sends another man another way, you hate that. Don't seek to be understood. If you seek to be understood, and it's important for you to be understood, you will be a man of men, but you will not be a man of God. True or not true? Now, verse 35, I have wondered at my whole life until finally this weekend it's beginning to dawn on me. It's Romans 4:16. It's Revelation 21. But wisdom, what's wisdom? The mind of God. We don't understand your ways. I send one man one way, you hate him. I send one man another way, you hate him. Yeah, yeah. I say words that you can't stand. Wisdom is what? Justified of all of her children.
Por todos sus hijos.
God knows exactly
Dios sabe con
what he's doing
lo que él está
to get his word
para hacer que su
to his kid, and his children will be the proof
y sus hijos serán la prueba
that in the end,
que al final,
when he sees you, Natalie, on the that wonderful steps of the New Jerusalem,
en esos nuevos pasos de la Nueva
Jerusalem, Karen, Matthew, Timothy, he'll look at you guys and he'll say, it was worth it. The way I came, the way I spoke, what I spoke, the way I vindicated myself, here's proof that my seed went into my kids and only to them, and nobody else could accept it. The wisdom of God is justified of our children, Brother Ron. Isn't he beautiful? What does God mean? Do you know here, even now, even this minute, if God isn't in you, you'll be totally offended.
Si Dios está usted, usted será totalmente abandonado.
He is that rock of offense.
Él es esa roca de ofensa.
He is that stumbling stone.
Es esa piedra de tropiezo.
Yeah.
Sí.
But he has his Peters.
Pero él tiene sus Pedros.
Uh-huh.
Así es.
And do you know what Peter called him?
¿Y sabe lo que le llamaron a Pedro?
Not brother.
No, hermano.
Lord.
Señor.
Where can I go?
¿A dónde puedo ir?
Now, you're a man,
ahora, usted es un hombre,
and you just spoke an incredibly difficult sermon.
Y usted acaba de predicar un sermón increíblemente.
Nobody liked it.
A nadie le gustó.
Almost everybody left.
Casi todos se fueron.
There's just a few of us standing here.
Algunos de nosotros se quedaron aquí.
And the Lord looks at you, David, where will you go? Do you want to go too?
Y, yeah. Y el Señor lo,
there's the door.
David, te pregunta, ¿te quieres ir también, David?
Help yourself.
Ayúdate tú mismo, pues,
Lord,
está
I
la puerta
can't.
Abierta.
Lord, I can't.
Señor,
no Lord, puedo. He's my Lord.
Señor, él es mi Señor.
He's my Lord.
Él es mi Señor.
I can't go anywhere.
No puedo ir a ningún otro lugar.
No matter how unpopular.
No importa qué tan impopular.
No matter how painful.
Que no importa qué tan doloroso.
Now, just a few hours after this.
Un par de horas después de eso.
They felt the pain.
Sintieron el dolor.
The pain was so critical, so crucial, of following their Lord,
siguiendo a su Señor,
that without the Spirit of God in them,
el Espíritu del Señor en ellos,
they all left him.
Ellos lo dejarían.
The only way
de la única manera,
you will be able to follow him
usted va a poder seguirlo
through the pain of words
a través del dolor de las palabras.
And they'll associate you with the words that they hate.
Y lo asociarán usted con lo peor que ellos odian.
And unless you have the Holy Spirit in you, you also
al menos usted tenga el Espíritu Santo,
will flee and run.
Correrá.
Tell me that's not where we're at in this day.
Dígame usted que no es ahí donde nos encontramos en este día.
Offensive. So, John 6 is just an amazing sermon.
Es un sermón tremendo.
Such grace.
Tal gracia.
Such love.
Tal amor.
Such hatred.
Tal odio.
Such misunderstanding.
Tal malentendimiento.
All wound up in one big spaghetti bowl, right?
Puede tener una canasta de espagueti.
Like pesto, sort of, huh?
Como pesto, como así.
Pounded. Beaten.
Adolorido, golpeado.
Yeah.
Sí.
Yeah. So,
entonces,
here he is.
Aquí está.
Back to John 6.
De regreso a Juan 6.
And here he is.
Y aquí está.
I'm the Lamb of God.
Soy el Cordero de Dios.
I'm here to give you something
estoy aquí para darte algo.
That's totally not of this flesh.
Es totalmente no de esta carne.
Totally not of this life.
No de esta vida.
But
totalmente,
what I am here for
por lo que yo
is all
aquí.
Things eternal.
Todas
and to get you there
eternales. Para llevarte
in that place
en ese lugar
of eternity
de eternidad
with me.
Conmigo.
You're with me.
¿Me entiende usted?
Did y'all just sleep through that? I know how brains work.
Yo sé cómo
Do you know why I know how brains work?
¿Sabe cómo yo sé?
Because mine does too.
Porque el mío también lo hace.
You hear a word and then you're off somewhere, right, Stephen?
Escuchan una palabra y luego otra. Se pierden otra. No es así, Stephen.
Yeah. That's why, Jesse, when you preach, you gotta can't preach it and say, I preached that once. You got to preach it about 150 times, and then they'll finally start. Derek, it's true. You know it. Yeah. All right. So here is Jesus.
Aquí está Jesús.
We're going to go back to the book of Leviticus.
Vamos a ir de regreso al libro de los Levíticos.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And then keep your hand on John 6.
Mantenga su mano en Juan 6.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So let's go first of all
vamos primeramente
to Leviticus 17.
Levíticos 17.
Okay. These are the law. This is the law of Moses.
Esta es la ley.
What happens when you disobey the law of Moses?
¿Qué pasa por usted desobedece la ley de Moisés?
Huh? You were cut out of the synagogue, cut out of Israel.
Cortado de la sinagoga,
okay.
Cortado de Israel.
Yeah.
Sí.
Now, what did we start reading? Where the,
¿dónde comenzamos
one of the first things that we started talking about
fue la primera
on our way.
hablar.
Get into the blood is a word and we haven't gotten very far.
No llegamos muy bien.
The blood is offensive. That's what we are.
La sangre es ofensiva, por eso.
Read two verses with me.
Lea dos versículos conmigo.
You with me? Leviticus chapter 17.
Capítulo 17.
Verse 11, read it out loud. For the life of the flesh is the blood. Okay?
And I have, la sangre está.
And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul.
Es la ley lo que hace expiación por el alma.
Now verse 14.
Versículo 14.
Okay, in verse 13 it says you cannot eat any form of it.
Que no tiene, puede usted comer ninguna forma de ello.
Pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust, is how verse 13 ends.
Así es como termina el versículo 13. Derramará su sangre y la cubrirá con tierra.
Now verse 14.
Para versículo 14.
For it is the life of all flesh.
Porque la vida de toda carne.
The blood of it is for the life thereof.
Es su sangre, por tanto.
I said unto the children of Israel, you shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh.
No comeré la sangre de ninguna carne.
For the life of all flesh,
porque la vida de toda carne,
is the blood thereof.
Es su sangre, es su sangre.
Now the last phrase, if you read it out loud with me, whosoever eateth it shall be cut off.
Cualquiera que la comiere será cortado.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now, you keep your hands there. We're going back, but go to John 6. Would you read verse 53 out without me? With me? John 6, 53. Then Jesus said unto them, read it out loud, everybody. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Not only was it repulsive, and they thought, like Brother Branham said, that he's a vampire, but he was going against, apparently, in their carnal minds, he was going against the law of Moses and their own word. Well, here comes, like we say. Who is this guy?
¿Quién es esta persona?
Where's he from?
¿De dónde viene?
You know, we don't know anything about him, yet he says these words.
Pero él dice estas palabras.
Now, I don't know about me and my dad and my grandpa and my great-grandpa. We've been taught in the synagogue for how many generations, and there's one thing about us Jews, and you cannot get us away from the law of Moses. It's our life. Tell me this isn't a rock of offense. In their minds, he's speaking against his own word.
En sus mentes, ellos piensan que él está
against the law that they would die for.
En contra de la ley por la cual ellos morirían.
Right?
Correcto.
There you go.
Ahí está.
So first of all,
primeramente,
he tells them,
él les dice,
you know,
sabe, usted sabe,
the bread that you ate,
el pan que ustedes comieron,
that didn't come from God.
No,
God gives you the true bread.
Dios,
now he says, drink my blood. That's against their law. So two things already that were counter to the word of God, to their understanding of the word. Now here's another one. And I thought, well, it's interesting. But the law was in their minds. Was it or wasn't it? Is it the law that they studied? How many people have friends that are Jews?
¿Cuántos gente hay aquí que tienen amigos?
Okay, and even they send their kids.
Aún ellos envían a sus hijos.
Okay, what's the first thing they teach them in school?
¿Cuál es la primera cosa que ellos les enseñan?
They start teaching them the Torah.
Empiezan a enseñarles.
Now, right over there off of 100, ahí, next to Benilda,
el freeway 100,
is that Jewish synagogue, right? I don't remember the name of it.
Judía ahí en el
Mary's 100. Doctor goes there. And we send our kids to Torah Talmud school. So what's more sacred to them than the Torah and the Talmud, an exposition of the Torah to make sure they're following it correctly? And then we study the Hebrew, and we go to synagogue. So what do we know? This is God's word. So chapter 20 of Leviticus, keep your hand. Leviticus, chapter 20. Let's read the first three verses. Okay. And Moses, and the Lord spake to Moses, saying, Again thou shalt say to the children of Israel, Whosoever he be of the children of Israel, of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that give any of his seed to be put to death, any of his seed to be put to death, any of his seed to Moloch, he shall be put to death.
De seguro morirá.
The people of the land shall stone him with stones.
El pueblo de la tierra lo apedreará.
And I will set my face against that man.
Yo pondré mi rostro contra el tal varón.
And I will cut him off among his people,
lo cortaré de entre su pueblo,
because he hath given his seed unto Moloch to defile my sanctuary,
Moloch, contaminando mi santuario,
to profane my, profane my holy name. So,
entonces,
in the Jewish mind,
en la mente judía,
where was human sacrifice, Pete?
¿Qué era sacrificio humano, Pedro?
What can you imagine what they would think of it? That's
pues,
totally heathen.
Que ellos estaban pensando acerca de, totalmente
pagano. Totally disgusting.
Totalmente
no Jew would ever think of that.
No judío pensaría acerca de eso nunca.
John 6.
Juan 6.
Verse
33. 6:33.
For the bread of God,
porque el pan de Dios,
is he which comes down from heaven,
es aquel que descendió del cielo,
to give his life for the world.
Y da vida al mundo.
You got to be kidding me.
Ah, me estás vacilando.
Ah.
¿Eh?
You're crazy.
Estás loco.
You're insane. You're against the word of God.
Vas en
You're against
de la
all the law that we learn.
Vas en contra de toda la ley que creemos.
That God.
Que Dios.
Now, we just read that no man can allow his seed to be put to death as a sacrifice. And Jesus is saying, my Father sent me his seed to be put to death for a sacrifice. And they're going, get out of here. So tell me this isn't a sermon of man. Man has nothing to do with. Wisdom is justified of her children. This is the wisdom of God. This is man has nothing to do with this. Russ, you couldn't say this in a million years. Speaking against everything that they would think.
Hablar en contra de lo que ellos piensan.
Nate, can you imagine going to your coworkers and talking like this?
Ir a tus compañeros de trabajo, Nate, y hablar esto?
So where are we, brothers and sisters?
So, ¿dónde nos encontramos, hermanos y hermanas?
Do you understand?
¿Entiende usted?
Following
siguiendo
the word of God,
la palabra de Dios,
can be so painful,
puede ser tan dolorosa,
and so lonely,
y tan solitaria.
Without the Holy Ghost,
sin el Espíritu Santo,
every one of his disciples left him because they didn't have the Holy Ghost to
tenía el Espíritu Santo
keep them.
Para mantenerlos.
And he died of a broken heart.
Y él murió por un corazón roto.
And us,
y nosotros,
you'll be the same.
Será lo mismo.
But the Holy Ghost won't let you loose.
El Espíritu Santo no lo soltará.
No matter how painful it gets.
No importa qué tan doloroso se ponga.
This is just amazing to me.
Solo sublime para mí.
Yeah, sí. It's just amazing. Well, I wanted to get farther.
No quería llegar más
I dos. Got five, just about 5 minutes.
Tengo como cinco minutos.
Verse 34.
Versículo 34.
They still didn't understand him.
Aún no lo entienden.
Lord, please give us this bread.
Le dijeron, Señor, danos siempre este pan.
Their only desire was for natural bread.
Su único deseo era por pan natural.
To feed the natural man.
Para alimentar al hombre natural.
And his help him to fight the fight of in a natural world.
Y les ayuda a pelear la pelea en su mundo natural.
Let's fight the Romans.
Vamos a pelear los romanos.
Let's get rid of hunger.
Vamos a desaparecer la
hambre. Let's make grocery shopping easier. We'll just speak manna down again.
Vamos a hablar al hombre otra vez. Vamos a la tienda.
Verses
41
and 42.
Y 42.
Then the Jews murmured.
Y los
because he said, I am the bread which
porque
came down from heaven.
El pan que descendió del cielo.
And they said,
y decían,
hey, we know this guy.
¿No es este Jesús?
Isn't this Jesus?
El hijo de José, lo conocemos.
The son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know.
Padre y madre, nosotros
how
conocemos.
Is it that he said I came down from heaven?
¿Cómo pues dice, este del cielo he descendido?
Okay, I wanted to get farther, but we're going to quit because
but lejos, pero
I hope we're breaking it down in this chapter. We're seeing
este
so much how God is orchestrating Romans chapter 4:16 perfectly, and how that the word of God is so far removed from the mind of man. So if it is in your character and in your nature, I want to be approved. I want to be understood. I want to be appreciated.
Quiero ser apreciado.
I want to be,
quiero ser,
you know, accepted.
Aceptado.
You're going to be very disappointed the closer
estar,
we get.
Estar muy disgustados, lo más cerca que nos acerquemos.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
But remember,
recuerde,
wisdom
sabiduría
is justified
es justificada
of her children.
So, en los hijos.
And PJ, Ray, one day he's going to look at you guys and say,
un día los va a mirar ustedes y va a decir,
it was worth all the pain I went through.
Valió todo el dolor por el cual yo pasé a través
because
de
there they are.
Porque ahí están.
It'll be worth it.
Será
and you know what?
De validez.
You'll también say the same thing.
Ustedes dirán la misma cosa.
Yeah.
Sí.
It'll be worth it all.
Valió todo
when we see Jesus.
La pena cuando miremos a Jesús.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's
bendito
so contrary.
Señor, es tan contrario.
This chapter,
este capítulo,
I'll tell you what, it's read in churches all the time. It's read in churches all the time.
Todo el tiempo en las iglesias,
I am the bread of life.
Soy el pan
oh,
de
isn't that wonderful? Everybody eat it.
Sabiduría.
Oh, how
Jesús.
Lovely.
Qué amoroso.
Yeah.
Sí.
How interesting.
Qué interesante.
Isn't it interesting? I keep going over this and over
y
this and I think,
how
is it?
¿Cómo es que
love.
Amor.
Like it was never expressed and yet it's presented with words
y a pesar de eso presentado con palabras
that generate hate.
Que generan odio.
It's not for your deeds that we want to
no
kill you.
Que queremos
it's for your mouth, the words we hate what
boca,
you say.
Las palabras que tú dices, odiamos esas palabras.
Well, let's make everybody happy.
Vamos a hacer todos y cada
let's
uno
make everybody feel good.
Vamos a hacer que todos se sientan bien.
But I'll tell you a secret.
Pero te digo un secreto.
Nothing will make you feel better
nada te hará sentir mejor
than the grace of God opening His Word to you and
y
your soul.
De Dios abriendo su palabra para ti.
And that will make you feel good with
y
the goodness, Bethany,
bien.
That'll never leave you.
Porque él nunca lo dejará
never ser. Leave you.
Nunca te dejará.
It'll be there for throughout eternity.
Estar ahí por toda la eternidad.
And that's the kind, that's wisdom is
es,
justified.
Es sabiduría justificada.
Of her children. Okay.
Sobre sus hijos.
Servers, would you come and make ready for serving communion? Oh, yes. Well, that, okay. Next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we're not going to have service on Wednesday,
no,
spread the word, because We have a full weekend, Friday night. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning. So I hope everybody can make it. I'm going to send an RSVP out the next day or two. I hope you can all make the potluck and have nice, some good fellowship all together and gather around the word. Now this blood, tell me, do you know what he went through to get to you? Do you know how deep the love of God is? What was he thinking? Jesus, the night of Passover, when he passed that cup of the wine. Stephen, can you imagine standing up, holding a glass of wine, knowing your blood is going to be poured out of your body, and say, this is the blood of the new covenant. The New Testament is in my blood right here. And we know when you take this tonight, it's because you're partaking. You're eating his flesh, drinking his blood. Every time you open your Bible and read this, for man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, and even that today is very offensive to think. No, God quit speaking. Yeah. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many who are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Right there. How many offensive words did we read tonight? Right there. You mean people are going to be condemned? You mean people are going to be damned for drinking unworthily? Yeah. My goodness. Okay. Brother Greg, would you ask a blessing on the bread?